This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Callum Robertson and with me today is Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
A question about age, Rosie, which I hope isn't too personal. Do you remember the 1970s?
I'm afraid that I don't, because I wasn't born until 1983.
That makes me feel very, very old, because I do remember the 1970s, and I remember them quite well. Now, although it happened before you were born, there was a very lively, aggressive style of music that became popular in the late 1970s. Do you know what that was?
Was it punk?
It was punk indeed. Last week, one of the most important figures in British punk music died. Malcolm McLaren was the manager of the Sex Pistols, the group who shocked the British establishment in 1976 and 1977. In today's programme, we're going to find out a little about Malcolm McLaren, who is generally seen to be the father, or perhaps the godfather, of British punk. First, a question for you, Rosie. The lead singer of the group The Sex Pistols was John Lydon. But what was his stage name? Was it A, Johnny Awful, B, Johnny Rotten, or C, Johnny Terrible?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's B, Johnny Rotten.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right later on in the programme. The Sex Pistols were perhaps the most iconic punk band, and as I said, they were managed by Malcolm McLaren. What kind of person was McLaren? The BBC interviewed music journalist Neil Spencer. Neil was one of the first journalists to see and write about the Sex Pistols back in the 1970s. And this is what he said about McLaren. And he uses 4 different expressions to describe his personality. How many can you identify? Here's Neil Spencer talking to the BBC by phone.
Malcolm was a real charmer. I mean, he once said, "The media is my lover," and he knew how to play the media. He was a total spieler. He was incredibly articulate, and he was very well educated.
So that was quite short. Let's listen again, and remember, try to identify the 4 different ways he describes Malcolm McLaren.
Malcolm was a real charmer. I mean, he once said, "The media is my lover," and he knew how to play the media. He was a total spieler. He was incredibly articulate, and he was very well educated.
So, Rosie, did you catch the different expressions Neil used there?
Well, first he called Malcolm a real charmer. A real charmer.
A real charmer. And what is a real charmer?
It comes from the word charm, which is the word for a special quality that some people have that makes them very likeable. Their personality is very attractive.
Do you think it's a positive expression? For example, if someone described you as a charmer, would you be pleased or disappointed?
Well, I know I can charm people, but I don't use it all the time.
So charm is something that people can turn on and turn off, do you think?
Yes, I think so.
How else did Neil Spencer describe Malcolm McLaren?
Well, he also called him a total spieler. A spieler.
Now, that's an interesting word. What is a spieler?
A spiel, spelt S-P-I-E-L, is a word for a talk or presentation. It's often used in a kind of negative way to describe a speech that perhaps doesn't have real importance, but is designed to sell something, like an advertising spiel, for example. So a spieler, as Malcolm McLaren is described, is someone who is a bit of a salesman, but a good one.
Spiel, it's not an English word, is it? The sh sound at the beginning with the spelling SP, it's not really common in English words, is it?
Well, like many words we use in English, it has been borrowed. I believe it's originally a German word, the word for play, but the word has been used in Yiddish with the meaning we have in English.
So it's come from German through Yiddish, now we use it in English.
Yes.
There were 2 more expressions that Neil used about Malcolm McLaren. What were they?
Yeah, he called him incredibly articulate. Articulate. If someone is articulate, it means that they have a very good command of the language. They're able to express themselves clearly and effectively. He also said that he was very well educated.
OK, so let's recap those expressions. We had a total charmer, a real spieler, incredibly articulate, and very well educated. Let's listen to that short description from journalist Neil Spencer again.
Malcolm was a real charmer. I mean, he once said, "The media is my lover," and he knew how to play the media. He was a total spieler. He's incredibly articulate, and he was very well educated.
So, Rosie, from that description, do you think Neil has a positive view of Malcolm McLaren?
Yes, I think so. He makes him sound like a very good salesman, someone very clever who could also often get what he wanted, but was very charming at the same time.
Well, thank you very much, Rosie. Now, the answer to the question we had at the beginning of the programme. Malcolm McLaren managed the punk band The Sex Pistols. Their frontman's real name was John Lydon, but what was his stage name? Was it A, Johnny Awful, B, Johnny Rotten, or C, Johnny Terrible? Rosie, you said?
I said B, Johnny Rotten.
And of course you are right. Yes, John Lydon's stage name was Johnny Rotten. Well, that's all we have time for in today's programme, but do join us again next time for another 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.